Strike hit Lebanon's northern city of Tripoli for the first time today. The strike hit a refugee camp. And Hamas says a top official with the group's armed wing was killed, along with his wife and two daughters. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Leavenworth County inmate has been sentenced to 10 additional years in prison for attacking a corrections officer. KCTV reports that 36-year-old Tyrell DJ Clark attacked the officers in April. He pleaded no contest in September. The additional sentence was announced yesterday by the Leavenworth County attorney. In a separate Leavenworth County case, Clark has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted capital murder, battery, and aggravated battery. For the first time since 1980, the Kansas City Royals will play the New York Yankees in the postseason. Sam Zeff takes a look at Game 1 of the American League Division Series, taking place this evening at 5:38 at Yankee Stadium.
The series could come down to this: the Royals' superior starting pitching against the Yankees' big bats. Royal starters have the second-best earned run average in the majors at 3.55 a game. The Yankees average just over 5 runs a game, third-best this season. The New York offense is led by Aaron Judge with 58 homers and Juan Soto, who hit 41. Of course, the Royals have Bobby Witt Jr., the American League batting champion, and Vinny Pasquantino, who just returned to the lineup. The Royals will need their middle relief pitchers to be as sharp as they were against Baltimore. I'm Sam Zeff.
And in football, KU's at Arizona State. They play at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org.
Sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. Winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. Clear skies overnight tonight, winds shifting to the north, bringing in much cooler temperatures for tomorrow when we'll see highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Bing, you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Last year, many college campuses were reeling with protests over the war in Israel. Coming up, we'll hear how some of those schools are trying to foster more civil discourse this year. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Sunny skies, warmer temperatures today with highs in the lower 90s. Winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Those winds will shift to the north, bringing in much cooler temperatures for tomorrow when we'll see sunny skies but highs only in the upper 70s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia, 71 in Manhattan, 72 in Overland Park. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners of
Cropland.
That helps me make a choice on whether to plant
or not to plant.
That story and all things considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be here for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, we'll hear from the members of the band Betty, Elizabeth Ziff, Amy Ziff, and Allison Palmer. They've been together for 38 years. Scott Simon talks about their history together and with him coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today, warmer temperatures with highs in the lower 90s. It'll be a little windy out there. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's 72 degrees in Atchison, 73 in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Insperity.
Send home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, a new music program on Kansas Public Radio. Airing 5 p.m. Saturdays, 105 Live will feature selections from rock, pop, folk, indie, alternative, and everything in between, showcasing the best new and noteworthy music being made right here in Kansas. We'll have weekly live studio sessions, concert recordings, and much more. So join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
That's today. It starts today at 5 o'clock, 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 90s. We are at 74 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. For many years now, the American people have had one wish: let politics be boring again. And on Tuesday night, they got their wish. We'll ask about this show that was canceled after only one episode, plus singer-songwriter Kara Jackson talks about the people who influenced her growing up, and maybe those who didn't. And Bill Curtis explains why he is not ready to leave the dinner table and come do the show.
I have a small piece of chicken I don't know what to do with.
We'll ask who really solved that problem and how on this week's quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 90s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. It's sunny and 75 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
That helps me make a choice on whether to plant or not to plant.
That story and all things considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We've got 40 more minutes of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And then coming up at 11 o'clock, it's the Moth Radio Hour. This morning on The Moth, Story of Fear, Facing It, Outgrowing It, and Learning from It. Storytelling without a net on The Moth Radio Hour, now at a new time, this morning at 11 o'clock on KPR1 stations. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Best Job They Can for a Common Goal, which is educating these students.
Actor and series creator Brian Jordan Alvarez on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for morning edition Monday morning from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts, Steve Inskeep, Layla Fottle, and Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. Winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Much cooler temperatures for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 78 in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station
and Saatchi Kole. And thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the beautiful Studebaker Theater, and to you, wherever you may be. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. Storytelling without a net, now at a new time, starting in just 15 seconds here on KPR. Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, discussing the week's top stories with newsmakers and guest experts on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information is at kansascitypbs.org.
Dereve was what my mother would call upon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR.
Yeah. After our break, a story of channeling Bruce Lee on the elementary school playground and a story about avoiding the talk with your kids at all costs when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from pianist Jonathan Momora and the Lead Center, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 90s. It's 81 in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka, 79 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Itch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th, suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. This evening on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll be hearing from the Roger Wilder Trio. They'll be playing a set of originals by Roger. That's on Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Org. Find a show nearby and come out to tell a story. That's it for this episode of the Moth Radio Hour. We hope you'll join us next time. And that's the story from the Moth.
Host this hour was Sarah Austin Jeunesse. Sarah also directed the stories in the show along with Meg Bowles. The rest of the Moss directorial staff includes Catherine Burns, Sarah Haberman, and Jennifer Hickson. Production support from Emily Couch. Moss Stories Are True is remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Stellwagen Symphonette, Blue Dot Sessions, Abdullah Ibrahim, and the Silk Road Ensemble. You can find links to all the music we use at our website. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by me, Jay Allison, with Vicki Merrick at Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. This hour was produced with funds from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is presented by the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, a new music program on Kansas Public Radio. Airing 5 p.m. Saturdays, 105 Live will feature selections from rock, pop, folk, indie, alternative, and everything in between, showcasing the best new and noteworthy music being made right here in Kansas. We'll have weekly live studio sessions, concert recordings, and much more. So join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
Debuting today on Kansas Public Radio, we welcome Nick Carswell to our Saturday lineup. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, 51 days. We'll hear from some of the hostages kidnapped on October 7th, 2023. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with healthcare coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Sunny skies, warm temperatures today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
In Israel last week, Eli Elbag wanted to do something about his daughter, Leary.